Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you, as I am every Wednesday on this rainy Wednesday. If you want to check out the weather, check out the radar, go to our website, newsradiokman.com, click on the weather tab, get a fresh look at the radar there. Earlier, I was speaking with USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and Board Member Leah Fleiter. If you missed that and want to catch some of that, again, go to our website, go to the On Demand tab, and you can play that back. I'm now here with MATC President Jim Jeanette, and over the break, we actually had a little competition on naming a song. We both failed. Hearing the Victory Fest commercial and talking about how awesome that's going to be. Manhattan Broadcasting, obviously, a big part of that this weekend at Fort Riley. And you were talking about some of the concerts you've seen back in the 70s?
Back in the 70s and 80s. I'm old. You know, like I said, one of the biggest ones I saw was Seals and Crofts, and the warm-up band was Styx.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
You got to be old to remember that.
And Men at Work was the one
Men at Work was one of the last ones I saw in Kansas City years ago at Starlight. There was some interesting stuff floating through the air that night.
I bet.
I remember the Rolling Stones at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, that was
I've deciphered the Book of Revelation, and the end of the world is when the Stones play at the Lawrence Welk Theater in Branson.
Ah. There you go. Where's the breaking news sounder? That's
right there, but it's not worthy.
That's exclusive stuff that you're getting right here on K-Man. Well, I was wondering, you mentioned Men at Work, and I was like, did they do Everybody's Working for the Weekend?
And no. I thought it was Huey Lewis.
That's Huey Lewis.
No, it didn't.
We looked it up.
No. Working for the Weekend?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's Working for the Weekend? Yeah.
No, that's Loverboy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you were listening.
Dave knew.
Huh?
He
knows.
He was peeking in. He had the mic.
Do not take him on don't take him on with music trivia.
Exactly.
Well, that is true.
You know, other than the last 15, 20 years, I'm really good. And it's Elvis, Elvis Day.
That's right.
So,
that's
Elvis
true.
Day, so.
My mom loves Elvis. Here with MATC.
You should, too.
Oh, I have a lot of respect for Elvis.
Yeah, that's not respect and love are two different things.
Oh, Jailhouse Rock is one of it's a great song. It'd probably be my favorite Elvis song, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's up there.
Jim, what would you go with? Best Elvis song?
Oh, my.
That's a tough call, isn't it?
All Shook Up.
That is good.
I like that one. Yeah.
My parents' wedding song the wedding dance song was Unchained Melody, I think, is what they went with.
And Elvis did that live. Of course, the Righteous Brothers did the best known version. It was first done back in the 40s or 50s by Al Hibbler. Yeah, look that up.
We will. Okay. All sorts of stuff on In Focus this morning. And again,
let's get back to business.
And again, any apologies to people looking for some baked snacks in the grocery stores this morning and seeing some empty shelves.
My file cabinet is full.
All right, let's get back on track here. Here with the MATC President Jim Jeanette. And one of the other things we were talking about over the break, Jim, was the student achievement that you see at MATC. And that's probably an area where you see, of course, you see a lot of achievement, but you see pretty immediate achievement, I'm sure.
Right. One of the cool things I get to talk about is the value of the college overall in the area. So we had just over 400 graduates last year. They earned over 1,000 industry credentials, which means like nursing licenses, certifications in auto technology, a wide range of things. Those credentials reinforce the fact that we're doing the curriculum right. And for the employers, that's really, while the college certificate or degree has value, that credential is what tells them this guy knows what to do. And so those are the things that speak to the value that our faculty and all of our teachers give to our students in teaching them and having them demonstrate proper skills. When they earn those credentials, that's through a third party, so it's nothing nothing our faculty can twist or influence. Those are the students demonstrating that what they were taught, they understand and they can do it. So in terms of education, it's probably the most pure form of validating education there is, and we're one of the best in the country. A study last year showed we were 19th in the nation among 900 community and tech colleges in graduation rate. Another study of 600 community and tech colleges showed us 19th in the nation in the combination of affordability, students completing their programs of study, and job placement. So the return on our investment locally, again, no taxing authority, and I don't want it. It's good not being a taxing authority, actually. But our return on investment in our own budget, payroll, local purchasing, and our new students go out getting jobs in the area, our return on investment in the state of Kansas is about $4 to one. So it's pretty good.
And also, if anybody's in, you can still get some student loans and those sort of things, right?
Classes start Monday. If you hurry then this week, we can work with you. But really do some planning. You know, you want to get into a program. Some of our programs start this fall. Some have startup dates in January. And there's a need nationwide as well as locally for many of the things. There's a shortage of almost 500,000 welders in the nation. And we just added a new welding faculty member whose specialty is pipe welding. So we have traditional, we have pipe, auto collision. The auto collision industry is worried to death about where they're going to find the workers because it's an aging workforce. Our instructor is qualified in what's called ICAR, one of the few in the state who knows how to teach this ICAR certifications, welding on aluminum car frames, truck frames. So there's some very specialized skills. Nursing, always a need for nursing. All of our programs have excellent job placement rates, good rates in terms of students earning the degrees, getting the credentials. It's fun. We call it higher education, spelled H-I-R-E, because we help people get jobs. Those jobs keep the world working.
And you talk about some of those specialties, especially when you're talking about welding on aluminum. And I hate having to say that word sometimes because I feel like I always flub that one up. But that you're not going to accomplish that with a stick welder or an arc welder.
It's a talent you have to learn. But we're a place that can do that. We're doing stuff related to support K-State with NBAF and the Animal Health Corridor in terms of the support personnel. And again, it's a niche market that no other college, no other tech college is providing. We have one key event coming up early this fall I want to plug. On September 23rd, a Saturday, we're going to have our second annual car show at the college. It's also kind of our version of homecoming, but I hope folks that if they went to the VOTEC years ago when it was the VOTEC or they went when it was the tech college, come out and check things out. We're going to have an amazing car show and some other things going on Saturday, September 23rd. And that's just a good way to reconnect a lot of people back with us.
And how many cars usually have? Or this is the second.
This is the
one,
second.
Right?
Last year, I was out of town when they did it, but it surpassed everybody's expectations. I think they're looking at 60 or more cars.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool.
I love car shows, too. Yeah. September 23rd.
September 23rd.
Okay, I'm going to mark that on my calendar. All right. For sure. Classics, all sorts of years.
Classics, and we'll try to play Loverboy in the background.
There we go. Just on loop. Just on loop and just... We'll just have bets and see how long it's going to take before somebody
actually during
says
a car
something.
Show, you have to play a hit from the early 70s by a guy
That's
named
true.
Luden Wainwright III called yes. Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road.
Gotta get some Beach Boys in there, too.
Yeah.
That's always
a good thing.
Always a part of it.
It's a pleasure. We have fun serving the people in the area. Our great faculty, great staff. We do cool things at MATC, so come check us out.
Very good. Manhattan Area Technical College President Jim Jeanette. Again, if you missed any of the program today and you're just tuning in, don't fear. You can go online, newsradiokman.com, go to the on-demand tab. You can check out this broadcast, yesterday's broadcast. As long as we've been archiving In Focus on our website, you can go back and find it. That's also the same for some of our other programs, such as The Game, which is later on. That's on-demand. If you're wondering, looking up and wondering about all that rain coming down, you can go to the weather tab, check out live radar on the weather tab, newsradiokman.com. And Jim, thank you so much for coming
on. Thank
you.
Well, we got a couple of minutes here. We can chat about all. Yeah. So, Jim, what else is going on?
Well, let me tell you. We just finished a renovation of the modular units the city helped us acquire from Fort Riley. That adds to our classroom space. One's open now. The other one will open in about 10 days. We also had federal help to renovate our library learning resource center into a modern teaching learning center. So, again, come on out. Get a tour of the place. The TLC, as we call it, the Teaching Learning Center. State-of-the-art to help our students learn. You know, in the old days, it was a library, and these days, it's databases. And it's connecting via the web on what you do, and it's helping people study. Plus, we have resources through our staff in that center related to tutoring, test-taking skills, time management, great things that help students succeed. So there's a lot of changes at the college that you don't see unless you come in and get a tour.
And, you know, one other quick thing about MATC, the students that you get in, unlike a lot of colleges, you're getting students that are coming in who have a pretty good idea of what they want to
do. Yes, yeah. They don't come in undecided very often. And we get a good mix. The high school kids, again, that was about a third of our enrollment last spring was area high school kids. Mm-hmm. And that's amazing because they have a way to get started with a good tech ed program, get a good job. And like I said, it's not a dead end. They can go to K-State, Harvard, wherever they want to go. If you know how to weld, you got a job and you can do whatever you want to do.
Pretty good pay on those welding jobs.
You know something, Jim, that as a broadcaster, that there's a huge hole for is electrical engineers and electronics that can be engineers for radio stations and television stations. That is becoming a real struggle in the broadcast industry.
One of the things we're working on related to NBAF is what we call critical systems technician, and part of that will include some electronics, so we'll see what we can do on that.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
For the second, third time, I can't say it enough. Thanks for coming on, Jim.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for coming on.
Good to see you, Dave.
Always. No, we don't have fun in radio anymore. We're moving up on 10 a.m. Just a reminder, Royals are on the radio this afternoon beginning at 2 o'clock. Going to try to salvage that series against the A's. In focus tomorrow, Manhattan Area Chamber President Lyle Butler.
Now you can easily deposit checks from the KS State Bank iPhone and Android apps with free mobile deposit. KS State Bank, member FDIC, KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News. I'm